From the Stars, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Zhao Yunlan stares at Shun Wei in blatant surprise. It's enough to make Shun Wei feel vaguely uncomfortable, and he can feel the blush creeping up his cheeks. Surely, Shun Wei simply agreeing that he could indeed take Zhao Yunlan's car didn't deserve that level of shock. Zhao Yunlan was the one who had suggested it. Admittedly, Shun Wei is perfectly aware that it hadn't really been a serious suggestion, and Zhao Yunlan had clearly expected him to decline the offer. "Are you sure?" Zhao Yunlan asks slowly, like he might be feeling out this new world where Shun Wei is volunteering to drive Zhao Yunlan's car. It's not something Shun Wei would need to do usually, but he's supposed to pick up one of his colleagues who's flying in tonight, and Zhao Yunlan was supposed to go with him. Unfortunately, the SID is demanding Zhao Yunlan's attention in a way that he can't quite get away from. "I thought you didn't like my car," Zhao Yunlan says, squinting at Shun Wei slightly. Shun Wei sometimes thinks that suspicion simply comes default in Zhao Yunlan. It's not like Shun Wei hasn't given him reason for suspicion in the past, he thinks, with a twinge of guilt. Shun Wei swallows. He's trying to do better these days, now that there aren't any big unspoken secrets hanging between them. Now that Shun Wei doesn't feel like the fate of two worlds is hanging in the balance. It's not quite as easy to let go of the secrecy as Shun Wei might have thought once. Zhao Yunlan isn't even entirely wrong in his suspicions. It's just... in this case, it isn't exactly Shun Wei's secret to tell. "It's a perfectly fine car," Shun Wei says, and then clears his throat slightly at the look Zhao Yunlan gives him. "I'm perhaps less thrilled that it's your car," Shun Wei admits. He's sure that Zhao Yunlan will assume that Shun Wei means that he doesn't like how blatantly obtrusive said car is. He has maybe made some remarks in that vein before. And it's true, the car is ridiculously large and red, and Shun Wei would perhaps prefer something, well, less so. It's not quite all the truth, however, and Shun Wei feels the uncomfortable press of guilt inside him at knowing that he's deliberately keeping things from Zhao Yunlan again. It doesn't matter that he's almost sure that Zhao Yunlan would understand Shun Wei's silence if he did know the truth, which Shun Wei can't tell him. "Well, if you don't mind," Zhao Yunlan says slowly, giving Shun Wei time to change his mind. Shun Wei gives a small nod. "It's the simplest solution," he says. Zhao Yunlan huffs a bit and fishes out his car keys from a pocket. His fingers linger against Shun Wei's as he passes them over. "I'll see you tonight," Zhao Yunlan says. Shun Wei smiles softly at him, hearing the unspoken promise of, "I'll be home as soon as I can," in Zhao Yunlan's words. "Tonight," Shun Wei agrees, and closes his fingers around the car keys. Shun Wei unlocks the car and climbs into the driver's seat quietly, feeling both ridiculous and awkward suddenly. Usually, Zhao Yunlan is there to, well, not distract him exactly, but it's easier to not be quite so aware of the car when Zhao Yunlan is there. Shun Wei hesitates for a moment, his hands hovering close to the steering wheel before he sets them down into his lap instead. He clears his throat. "Hello," he says. Maybe he should have started with that before he got inside the car, but that would have been somewhat conspicuous considering they're out in the open. Besides, it's not like he does that usually, and the car is probably used to this and won't find Shun Wei horribly rude. "Oh, hello, Shun Wei," the car says, rather enthusiastically. Shun Wei feels a little stab of guilt as he hears his own name. The car has a name, too. Shun Wei has just gotten used to not thinking it, in case it slips out when he's distracted. Zhao Yunlan would certainly notice that. "Guangxu," Shun Wei says. "Zhao Yunlan isn't accompanying me this time. You don't mind, do you?" "Of course not," Guangxu says, sounding happier than Shun Wei is entirely sure the situation warrants. "It'll be nice to be able to talk to someone." Well, that definitely makes Shun Wei feel worse. He should have taken the opportunity to talk to Guangxu sooner. more than that first time after he'd realized that the car was sentient. But back then, all Shunwei had really had time for was to make sure that his own secret was safe, and had agreed to keep Guangxu's in return. Not that Shunwei didn't have misgivings about Zhao Yunlan owning a car that was actually an alien life form, without even knowing it, but Guangxu had never given Shunwei any reason to go back on that initial understanding between them. "So, where are we going?" Guangxu asks, shaking Shunwei out of his thoughts. Shunwei raises his hands toward the steering wheel again, as if in response to the question, before hesitating. "I'm picking up a visiting colleague from the airport." Or perhaps that's more of a friend than a colleague, otherwise Shunwei wouldn't have volunteered to pick him up. But that's not something he needs to explain to the car. Shunwei takes a breath, and stiffens his resolve before finally setting his hands on the steering wheel. His heart thumps faster in his chest. It's ridiculous to feel apprehensive. It's not like Shunwei doesn't know how to drive. He grips the steering wheel, and then realizes that the car key is still in his hand, his fingers curled around it as they rest against the steering wheel. Shunwei feels a dull flush of embarrassment creep up his neck. Why is this so difficult? Not that Guangxu probably hasn't seen worse, considering who usually drives him. That sounds very not right, now that Shunwei is trying to think of Guangxu as something else than just the car. "Do you want me to drive?" Guangxu asks. Shunwei thinks he sounds amused, but he's not entirely sure how to judge emotion in a car. "You can do that?" Shunwei asks in surprise, before actually thinking it over. Guangxu is alive. Surely he'd know how to move himself. "I apologize," Shunwei quickly says. "I didn't mean to imply." "Oh, that's all right," Guangxu says, cutting Shunwei off. Shunwei doesn't know why, but he thinks it's not quite as all right as Guangxu might want him to think. "It's not like you've seen me do much." There's a chuckle, underlined by a small electrical crackle. "I haven't quite been at my best since I landed here." Shunwei doesn't quite know how to respond to that. He can taste the beginnings of guilt at the back of his throat. Shunwei knows very well how it feels like to be alone and stranded somewhere you don't quite belong. Why has he never taken the time to come and talk to Guangxu? "Can I help?" Shunwei asks. Because that's something he can offer now, isn't it? Now that duty isn't weighing quite as heavily on his shoulders. Shunwei has no idea what he could do for someone who seems to be a mechanical, robotic life form. It's not exactly Shunwei's area of expertise. Still, he can at least make the offer. It's not like anyone else can, he thinks, the guilt biting a bit more firmly into him. "We should probably get going," Guangxu says instead of answering. "You wouldn't want to be late to the airport." The cheer in the slightly mechanical voice sounds just a bit faked. Shunwei doesn't say anything about it. He's not proud of how much relief he feels at the change in subject. "Yes, you're right," Shunwei says. The engine suddenly turns on without Shunwei doing anything, and despite just having been told that Guangxu could drive himself, Shunwei still startles and then clenches his hand around the key he's still holding. Maybe Guangxu notices, because he's just sitting, standing there, idling. "You don't mind if I drive, do you?" He sounds hesitant, and Shunwei feels both guilty and embarrassed suddenly. He tries to look away, but he's inside Guangxu, so there's really nowhere to look. "Of course not," he says. It's not Shunwei's place to forbid Guangxu from that small bit of self-determination. "I'm sure you're far better at it than I would be," Shunwei adds with a tentative smile. Without a further word, the engine revs and Guangxu moves. Shunwei's hands are still resting on the steering wheel, and he can feel that moving under his hands as Guangxu gently makes his way into traffic. Shunwei could almost get used to this. In the week that follows, Shunwei lets himself be distracted by his visiting colleague. It's simply not the same talking about research over the phone. Jiayunlan complains about being left alone every night, but when Shunwei tries to apologize, he just laughs and tells Shunwei to go nerd out with his friend. Shunwei might not be entirely sure about that turn of phrase, but he understands the general sentiment. He thinks. He kisses Jiayunlan soft and sweet. "You'll just have to make it up to me later," Jiayunlan adds with a grin, and Shunwei easily agrees. Shunwei almost forgets about the talk he'd had with Guangxu. Almost goes back to pretending like Guangxu is just a car, and nothing Shunwei needs to think about. It's easy. That's the realization that finally makes Shunwei stop and think. Is it so easy to ignore Guangxu because he's something so different? Isn't that what others do to Dixingren? What right does Shunwei have to get angry at anyone for treating Dixingren as something less, if he's doing the same as soon as he encounters someone who's alien even to him? Shunwei brushes his lips against Jiayunlan's temple and then carefully extracts himself from bed. Jiayunlan doesn't wake up. He usually doesn't. Not anymore. He's used to Shunwei leaving the bed while he sleeps. Shunwei rarely needs as much sleep as Jiayunlan, and while Shunwei is more than happy to lay in bed and hold Jiayunlan, it's not exactly the most useful use of his time. He usually slips back into bed later, especially when neither of them needs to get up in the morning. Jiayunlan likes waking up next to Shunwei, and Shunwei still feels a visceral satisfaction when the first thing Jiayunlan opens his eyes to is Shunwei. Usually, followed by immense gratitude, that each time it makes Jiayunlan look so happy. Shunwei dresses quietly in the dark, before making his way outside. The lights in the garage turn on automatically. Shunwei walks up to Guangxu and stops a few steps away. He looks at the bright red monstrosity of a car. Do cars... He's never asked what Guangxu actually is. Sleep. Guangxu? Shunwei asks quietly. There's a moment of silence. Long enough for Shunwei to start doubting himself. He's never tried to talk to Guangxu while not inside the car. Should he have... Shunwei? Guangxu asks, sounding surprised. Is something wrong? Shunwei feels surprised at that question. But this is rather out of character, isn't it? Of course Guangxu would assume something is wrong. No, Shunwei tells him. I just wanted to... talk. There's a soft engine noise from Guangxu, and Shunwei thinks that might be the equivalent of something like a hum. What about? Guangxu asks curiously, apparently accepting Shunwei's words easily enough. But then, Shunwei doesn't think Guangxu has anyone else to talk to. Maybe he just doesn't want to look too deeply into whatever Shunwei's reasons are. Shunwei looks at the car. It feels rather awkward to talk like this. He doesn't even quite know where to look. Guangxu had implied, the first time they'd talked, that this was a disguise of some sort. But he has no idea what Guangxu might really look like. He fixes his eyes on the windshield of the car. It's as good as any other place to look. He smiles, and it feels so incredibly awkward. He wonders if the expression makes sense to Guangxu. Anything you'd like to talk about? Shunwei offers. He almost reiterates his offer of help, but that had been soundly ignored the last time. This might not be much, but Shunwei knows what being lonely feels like. He can do this much for Guangxu. Maybe, at some point, he can talk Guangxu into revealing himself to Jiayunlan, at least. Jiayunlan is so much more resourceful than Shunwei, and he might actually think of a way to help, whatever help Guangxu might need. But mainly, Shunwei is tired of feeling guilty about lying to Jiayunlan. Guangxu's engine rumbles slightly, and there's a small mechanical squawk. Shunwei frowns a bit and decides that that's probably excitement. At least he hopes that wasn't a negative reaction. "The stars," Guangxu says excitedly. "I can tell you about the stars."